About a year and a half ago, Rob Dunn and some other entomologists decided to start a project to get school kids outside asking questions about the world. It became the School of Ants, a citizen science project where classrooms, families, anyone really, could collect ants in their area, send them back to Dunn's lab, and have them identified by experts.
People go outside and use a very standard sampling method that involves setting up a little picnic for the ants with cookies.
They found surprising, little-known ants in surprising places. They found that ants they thought were rare are actually common. And they found something that Dunn says is worrisome.
The most recent thing that we've seen in the context of problematic ants, the Asian needle ant. It's a really nasty ant in terms of what it can do to people. It has a big, long sting that it shoves into your skin. A very high proportion of the people that are stung have an anaphylactic shock response.
This ant is familiar to Dunn's group at North Carolina State University because after noticing an ant that wasn't supposed to be in the Southeast at all, students in his lab spent years studying it closely. Worse than a bee sting, an encounter with an Asian needle ant can hurt for several days, and if you're allergic, it's dangerous. But that's only half the bad news.
The other consequence it has is every place it shows up, all the other native ants essentially disappear. So it's really ecologically problematic.
When Asian needle ants appear, they become very abundant, and not just in cities or in disturbed places, as is the case with, say, fire ants. It also makes a home in the forests, and scientists fear changes how the forests operate. Scientists thought that this ant was confined to the southern reaches of the nation, but after bugs from the School of Ant projects began rolling in this year, a different, more menacing picture appeared.
Citizens are finding this ant in far more places than we expected to see it. It's more common in the regions we already knew it was present in than we thought. But then we now also have these two really problematic records of this ant in places that are very, very far from where we thought it could be. In fact, far from where I would have said it could live.
Asian needle ants have been spotted as far north as Wisconsin and Washington State. This is a worry because if the ant has spread to those places, and if it makes it through the winter, survives till spring, and establishes, the odds are good, says Dunn, it will have big impacts on those areas, just as it has in the forests of the Southeast. But without the help of citizens, they don't really know if the ants are thriving in those areas or if people have just happened to find tiny pockets.
So it's really a key moment in the project. So Northern California would be a really important place for us to try to understand if this ant is established. It's actually a lovely ant. It hurts when it stings and it kills all the native ants that we like and it does all kinds of bad things. But it's a fascinating ant. I mean, this is one of the real quandaries with invasive species.
It's a sophisticated hunter storing meat by stinging but not killing termites so it can eat them later. When it finds food, it doesn't lay a trail of pheromones like many other species, but goes back to the nest, lifts up other ants, carries them back to the food source, and sets them down on it.
Which is amazing, and so nobody's ever recorded that kind of recruitment in another ant.
Citizen scientists, eager to do their part to look for these dangerous but fascinating creatures, can request their ant collecting kits from the website schoolofants.org.
Just because we've come to think about some of these species as bad doesn't mean they're not interesting.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.